Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
More violence in Libya as Colonel Muammar Gaddafi tries to cling to power.
Well, what's going in Libya is a real genocide against the Libyan people. The Colonel Gaddafi is shooting his own people.
That's Ibrahim Debashi, Libya's deputy UN ambassador. Gaddafi is reportedly using jets to ferry mercenaries into the country and bombard his own people in the streets.
The UN meets this morning. On the agenda, whether to enforce a no-fly zone over Libya to help end the killing. Here's Libya's ambassador to the United States.
Well, I think he should step down, of course, after what's happening in our country now. There is no other solution.
There is another solution. Gaddafi can keep going, or the rest of the world can step in. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, February 22nd. John Hockenberry is out all this week. Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, joins us again. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste. We're trying to confirm a lot of news out of Libya this morning.
That's right. Let's get right to the news this morning. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi continues to launch attacks against civilians this morning as he struggles to hold on to power. Once again, we should tell you it is extremely difficult to confirm any of the reports coming out of Libya. International media has been barred from the country. Joining us live is New York Times reporter David Kirkpatrick. He's one of the many reporters trying to make his way there. David, are you getting reports from where you are on what exactly is going on in terms of the level of violence in Tripoli?
Yes. I believe there was a great deal of violence last night. It's impossible to gauge the number of fatalities at this time. But according to the witnesses I've talked to today, Tripoli still feels very much like a war zone. Let me drop back and say, the eastern part of the country and the mountains outside of Tripoli appear to have fallen over into the hands of the anti-Gaddafi forces, the protesters. Libyan embassies around the world are increasingly flying the old pre-Gaddafi Libyan flag, the old royal flag, which is now the flag of a free Libya, they say. Inside Tripoli, young people fighting the regime have barricaded themselves in certain neighborhoods with makeshift barricades. But outside of those neighborhoods, security forces and sympathetic Bedouin tribesmen are stationed at key intersections with Kalashnikovs, and it looks like the city is poised for renewed violence.
And we've also gotten reports that because the military is fractured, the Gaddafi regime has started shipping in foreign mercenaries. Have you heard that as well?
We have heard reports of foreign mercenaries, some from credible sources. It's hard for me to verify that. I'm a little curious about the logistics of getting foreign mercenaries into the country this fast, and Gaddafi doesn't have a history of using foreign mercenaries, but he has provided aid to other regimes in the region that may be able to deploy such forces. I'm not sure. Certainly there are reports of some fracturing in the military. The Libyan military is not nearly as professionalized or unified as the Tunisian military or the Egyptian military. It's very much a kind of a balkanized force. Certain divisions are loyal to certain leaders and certain tribes within the military. So any expectation of the military would play a kind of mediating role as it did in Tunis and Egypt is ill-founded in the case of Libya. In Libya, in lieu of any kind of civil society whatsoever, there are about 15 tribes whose history goes back long before Gaddafi. And he has sort of ruled in partnership with those tribes or through the mediation of those tribes by dispensing patronage to those tribes. Some now appear to have turned against him, but not all.
Okay.
And I think in Libya, that's where the action is going to be, is which tribes go over.
And which stay with the government. New York Times reporter David Kirkpatrick, one of many reporters trying to make his way into Libya right now. We will have more details about what's coming out of the country throughout the hour.